This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Ray G. Shirley, attorney at law of Nathaniel Lee Law Office, address on file. Dear Ms. Shirley, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Corliss Maxey, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Corliss. Last name is Maxey, Maxey. On April 23rd, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, reviewed a video of the injury, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 70-year-old female, height 5'3" tall, weight 210 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an injury April 13th, 2021, period. It occurred outside of a car wash. The patient was retrieving her car, and she was motioned to come over when another vehicle, an SUV, hit the pedestrian and knocked her to the ground and then ran over her right foot when the patient was on the ground, period. The patient backed over a foot, the foot a second time, period. She had immediate pain, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury, period. She had pain in her right foot, comma, ankle, comma, and low back, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still having problems with her right foot, comma, right ankle, comma, and entire right leg, period. Her back pain has improved, period. New paragraph. Her right foot and ankle pain does occur, and there is a diminished range of motion of these areas, period. The pain is described as constant, period. It is a throbbing and burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up the right leg, period. She was told that she had a crushed and fractured ankle, period. New paragraph, the timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day. Ambulance took her to Community East. She was treated and released, period. They did do x-rays, period. She continued to have severe pain and inability to walk. She saw her primary care doctor at St. Vincent's. Period. She was referred to IUSI Clinic for x-rays as there was a suspected fracture, period. They did find the fracture and she was referred to a podiatrist, period. She was seen several times, put in an immobilizer boot, and this was followed up with physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems walking over 3 feet, comma, housework, comma, sports, comma, roller skating, comma, gym, comma, sleep, comma, and climbing stairs, period. New paragraph. Medications include oxycodone, comma, thyroid medicines, comma, congestive heart failure medicines, comma, emphysema medicines, including inhaler and nebulizer, comma, and cholesterol medicine, period. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypothyroidism, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, emphysema, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and chronic low back pain, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals in 2016 had right foot surgery where there was a removal of a foreign object that she stepped on, period. This healed without permanency, period. She did have a cesarean section, period. In approximately 1972, She had surgery to her right anterior upper leg, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history. The patient never injured her right foot or ankle in the past period. In 1972, she was a pedestrian and struck by a car and fractured her right leg below her knee and above her ankle. She did have surgery with pins. It did heal completely in a few months without permanency or difficulty, period. There was no residual pain from the auto accident of 1972, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident in February of 2021. The patient was a passenger in the front and was hospitalized for a week as it aggravated her emphysema. There was no injury to the musculoskeletal system, period. There was no permanency or injury to her right leg in this auto accident, period. She has not had prior serious auto accidents, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is a retired warehouse worker, period. She was retired at the time of this accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency room report, Community East, April 13th, 2021. Chief complaint is foot pain. Patient at a car wash. Car ran over right foot, comma, right foot stuck under wheel, and patient's leg twisted outward at the same time, period. Reports pain shooting up right leg to the groin, period. Shoulder pain. Patient reported to MD her whole body was hit by the car and she fell down on the ground, period. Also complaints of neck pain and leg pain, period. They state past history of arthritis, blood transfusion, cancer, CHF, CAD, emphysema, hypertension, hypothyroidism, and seizures, who presents to the ED for evaluation of car accidents, period. She complains of right-sided pain, comma, slight abdominal pain, comma, slight right arm pain, comma, slight neck pain, comma, headache and back pain, period. On physical examination, they did document several abnormalities consistent with her injuries, period. X-rays of the right foot, three views, right ankle, no fracture or dislocation, right foot, no fracture or dislocation, period. They state 67-year-old female presents with car accident, complains of right-sided pain, comma, slight abdominal pain, comma, slight right arm pain, comma, slight neck pain, comma, headaches and back pain, period. Patient was given Dilaudid and morphine in the ED that provided relief, period. I prescribed the patient Naprosyn for symptom relief, period. Told to follow up with Jane Pauley Clinic at Shadeland, period. Clinical impressions, one, pedestrian on foot injured in collision with car. Two, contusions of multiple sites of the right shoulder and upper arm. Three, contusions of multiple sites of the right lower extremity. Four, contusions of the right chest wall. Five, closed head injury, period. Medical records from Ascension Medical Group St. Vincent's, April 20th, 2021, 60, actually, scratch that date, it was April 13th. No, that is April 20th. The date of the note is April 20th, 2021. History of the illness, 67-year-old female presents with car accident. She complains of right-sided pain, abdominal pain, and slight right arm pain, slight neck pain, headache, and back pain, period. Clinical impression, pedestrian on foot injured in collision with car. Here for follow-up, still having right foot pain, difficult to bear weight. What X-ray was negative, swelling has gone down. On physical exam, ambulation with cane, slow to ambulate using a cane, limping due to right ankle and foot pain, period. Impression, pain of the right ankle joint, x-rays of the ankle and foot, two, injury due to motor vehicle accident, period. X-rays of the foot, right, April 20th, 2021. Right ankle showed lateral ankle soft tissue swelling. Right foot showed a transverse non-displaced fracture of the third metatarsal, period. X-rays of the ankle, three view, April 20th, 2021. Lateral ankle soft tissue swelling. Period. Ladine podiatry note, L-A-D-I-N-E, dated September 1st, 2021. Patient is a 67-year-old female complaining of right foot pain, period. MRI results today, decreased pain right foot, but still painful, period. Wears a surgical shoe in ACE wrap, period. Assessment is crush injury, car rolled over foot at car wash, April 13th, 2021. Non-displaced fracture of the third metatarsal bone, right foot, period. Pro-scan imaging, right foot MRI. That was August 24th, 2021. Conclusion, 4-millimeter peripherally corticated ossification is present along the proximal, dorsal, and medial aspect of lateral cuneiform, suggestive of a mildly displaced chronic or possibly subacute fracture fragment, period. Moderate severe subcutaneous edema / soft tissue swelling is present throughout. Ortho Indy Northwest note, December 1st, 2021, comes in today for evaluation management, status post contusion of a right ankle and foot in April, period. Patient had an MRI which demonstrated multiple bony contusions to the midfoot, period. Assessment is right midfoot contusion, period. Another notes from Ortho Indy, September 28th, 2021, in for evaluation status post non-operative treatment for crush injury, period. MRI had been ordered, which demonstrated multiple bony contusions throughout the midfoot, period. She was placed into a tall air cast boot, period. She complains of swelling and hypersensitivity along the dorsal foot, period. Assessment is foot pain and right foot crush injury, period. Another note from Ortho Indy, September 7th, 2021. I believe she is having residual symptoms from crush injury involving the midfoot with residual bony and soft tissue edema, period. Today she continues to have pain with every step she takes, period. I provided her with an air cast boot, period. There is no surgical intervention that is required at this time, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandela, found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the car wash injury were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed old scars involving the right anterior upper leg due to an injury in 1972, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area and thyroid was normal, period. Examination of the thyroid area was normal, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft and obese with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm with mild tenderness but full range of motion, period. Examination of the left foot and ankle were unremarkable, period. Examination of the right foot revealed 20% swelling, especially involving the right dorsal foot, period. There was tenderness to palpation involving the mid-right foot extending into the toe region, period. There was diminished strength in the right foot, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right foot, period. There was tenderness on palpation, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Examination of the left ankle was unremarkable, period. There was diminished strength and diminished range of motion of the right ankle, period. There was crepitus on range of motion, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the right ankle, period. Right ankle dorsiflexion was diminished by 4 degrees, period. Right ankle plantar flexion was diminished by 16 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, right foot trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, contusions, comma, crush injury, comma, and third metatarsal fracture, period. Number 2, right ankle trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and contusions, period. Number 3, low back trauma, comma, pain, comma, all resolving to the prior injury level, period. Next number, contusions of the right shoulder and upper arm resolved. Next number, contusions to the right lower extremity resolved. Next number, contusions to the right chest wall resolved. Next number, closed head injury resolved, period. The above diagnoses were all caused by the car wash injury where she was run over on April 13, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the right foot, utilizing Table 16-2, the patient qualifies for a 9% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right ankle, utilizing Table 16-2, the patient qualifies for a 4% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 2 whole body impairment, period. When we combine these 2 whole body impairments, the patient has a 6% whole body impairment as a result of the car wash injury of April 13, 2021, period. By permanent, I am stating that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in these areas for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be more susceptible to arthritis in the right foot and right ankle regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Over-the-counter medications will run at $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. An ankle splint will cost $175 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit costs $500, period. Some injections in the ankle and foot would be approximately $1,800, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.